This is Senator Al Simpson. Dirty diapers today, Ted. They're seeping into our groundwater supplies and loading up our landfills. Should we return to the days of the old cloth diaper? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Americans toss out 18 billion diapers every year. These so-called disposable diapers take up to 500 years to disintegrate. Disposable diapers are a real health hazard, leaking raw sewage into our water supplies. Biodegradable diapers that decompose in 7 years are gaining support, but due to the process used to break down the plastic in the lining of these biodegradable types, they are expensive. The old diaper laundry service costs about half of what mom and pop would spend on disposable diapers. Americans need to change their diaper habits as well as their diapers. I say we return to washable diapers or develop flushable or affordable recyclable ones. What's your bottom line on that, Ted?
Al, I'll pamper you today. As the saga of that wandering, leaking garbage train called the poo-poo choo-choo makes clear, America is running out of room for garbage, trash, and other solid waste. Disposable diapers are a symbol of the worsening problem. They've become an environmental menace. They're not disposable at all. They now comprise about 2% of all solid waste. When they're not floating in the ocean or washing up on beaches, they're piling up in landfills by the billions, polluting the groundwater with raw sewage. Disposable diapers dominate the market. But as environmental concerns grow, more parents are switching to cloth diaper services and reusable cotton diapers. States are debating innovative proposals to ban or tax the disposable variety. Part of the problem is that the giant firms marketing disposable diapers compete on the basis of style and comfort. It's time they were environmentally competitive, too. If private enterprise can't do the job, Al, Congress should. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.